Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
I have with me Cody Jorgensen, Jorgensen Land and Cattle. We are excited, Cody. It's the 50th anniversary production sale. It's a big day on April 11th, isn't it?
It is, Scott. I appreciate it. We're excited about having the 50th anniversary sale.
So what can you tell us about this year's sale?
It's a really unique set of bulls that we have to offer. There's five different multi-generational sire lines, starting out with the Eldorados, and then we've got the Ritos, of course, the Travelers, and the Emulations.
Consistency is kind of the word, isn't it?
It is. That's true. Consistency. And that's what we're trying to do. You know, these cattle are extremely line bred. We're really trying to get consistent calves on our customers' ranches.
Folks, it's coming up on Monday, April 11th. It's just about here. It's at the farm and ideal. There's 175 registered Angus bulls. You can call them at 1-800-548-BULL or go to JorgensenFarms.com. That's 1 o'clock on Monday, April 11th.
Well, since the prospective plantings report came out, we know that Oklahoma was predicted to have 530,000 acres of cotton, which was 35,000 more than last year. I had the opportunity to talk with OSU's Seth Bird, who reminded us that prospective plantings are only predictions.
Yeah, I definitely think that the market, the price, has likely driven a lot of that increase. But, you know, obviously these are perspective planning. So it's, you know, trying to predict what's going to happen. And I would say that when it comes down to it, a lot of the actual planting is going to really depend on if we have any significant moisture in the next 2 months, month and a half, particularly in our southwest part of the state. You know, so there's that increase, that may be some increase in acres. And a lot of the conversations I've had the last few months have been with folks that are going to go back into cotton that maybe have, you know, sort of tried it as part of the rotation in northern Oklahoma or eastern Oklahoma for the past few years.
Bird said we've been in the same situation before, and catching a rain in late April or early May could change everything.
But if you look at, you know, a map of 90-day rainfall and see the patterns of it, the southwest part of the state has just been missing a lot of these rain events. And I think there is some uncertainty down there in terms of what we're going to see planted if this pattern continues. Now, I'll say we've probably been in this same situation a few times recently, and we'll catch a rain in late April or early May, and that changes everything. And that could very well happen again this year. But I think what we're seeing right now is that the increase is probably coming from cotton being a more attractive option to folks in some of these newer areas or less traditional areas. But at the same time, we could see a drop in acreage in some of our more traditional regions of the state.
Bird said when we're talking about cotton and the outlook of planting this year, we're going to need some widespread events to make anybody feel good about what they're going into.
Yeah, I guess good's all relative, right? I mean, I think everybody probably would like to have more than what we've gotten. But over the last couple of weeks, at least looking at the rainfall patterns, you know, there's been some decent rain that's come through some of our northern counties, you know, on the Kansas border. There's been some rain in the south central areas of the state, and even just, you know, sort of along I-40, but it's really hit and miss. We haven't seen that widespread rain event that kind of comes through and dumps an inch and a half over the whole state. We haven't gotten one of those. So I don't know if anybody would describe their current moisture situation or their recent rainfall totals as being good, but I think there's certainly areas of the state that have caught more than others.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Seth Burt, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Picture tobacco-free celebrations. Picture cuddles without cravings. Picture friendship and fellowship and freedom from tobacco. That's the story of 450,000 Oklahomans who got help from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. With free NRT, quit coaching, and online support, we'll help you be the hero of your own story. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.